Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here on this Monday morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales Event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand-new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, take a look at our livestock futures, live cattle futures, feeder cattle futures, as they closed on Friday. And mostly negative for our cattle futures on Friday.
That's right, Dave. We saw Friday the cattle complex start with upside, then turn negative, and close negative as news of lower cash trade in the feed yard started to spread. Now, most of the cash that we saw take place back on Friday was $2 lower than the previous week at mostly $1.68 on the hoof. The choice box beef took a hit, down $2.15. Selects were down 78 cents on a movement of 85 loads. Cattle slaughter was only 99,000 head on Friday. Our weekly kill was only 553,000, the lowest non-holiday slaughter since the first week of March. The cash feeder index was up 52 cents, and we saw lean hogs close on the positive side Friday. Friday saw December live cattle $1.27 lower. Jan feeders were unchanged, and December lean hogs 82 cents higher Friday.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they closed on Friday, the wheat futures were negative, but corn and soybeans ended up positive Friday.
That's right. We kept those beans going up Friday, Dave. The soybean complex saw double-digit gains. The corn managed to close a couple pennies higher, but the wheat in Kansas City and Chicago both closed negative. Now, for the week, we saw January soybeans gain 66 cents last week. December corn gained 24 cents, but December Casey wheat was unchanged for the week. We also saw over the weekend Egypt buy some wheat from France. The U.S. was not price competitive, but we are starting to see these world wheat prices creep a little bit higher, so that's also good news. The dollar index is making new highs this morning, and trading in the grain and soy complex overnight has been mostly negative and in very active trading volume. December Casey wheat currently 3 cents lower, December corn down 3.75, January soybeans 8.25 lower, while December cotton is down 31 points. We're looking at December crude oil 16 cents higher. The December dollar index is up 30 cents, and December Dow Jones futures trading 29 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and look forward to our visit tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.